Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Hara steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball four. Alexander moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. Alexander scores. Kuiper moves to third. Cox moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Remy reaches third base with a triple. Allinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley fires to first and picks off Bonds. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Evans reaches second base with a double. Brohmer moves to third. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brohmer scores. Evans moves to third. Allinson moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Allinson scores. There goes Remy trying to get to third. Manning throws the ball into Hera, who tags Remy for the out. It's 7-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Eckersley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to third for the out. Hera moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hera moves to third. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris throws the ball into Thornton, who tags Brohmer trying to return to first, for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Len Barker now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Verizer scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Manning steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hara. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Evans reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Don Hood now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Allinson moves to third. Remy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allinson scores. Remy moves to third. Burleson moves to second. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy tags and scores. Burleson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 14-4, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Evans is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonds strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.